I don't understand. Rumor has it you're a good driver.
Also, I didn't think they kept telling you that they were just come get you. Whatever. It's just amazing the scams these people do nowadays. Anyway, so yeah, back at that. Yeah, when we make a list, then we can do that. And Sean said something. I might have to help out and do some of those too, because there's so many, you know. And so that's not a problem. You know, and I'd like to get it so everybody can carry just one radio. So all of these DMRs, for that short of distance, will be fine. And that, have you played? You've got a DMR radio, correct?
Penetrating.
Correct. You actually checked me out on it, remember, to get the T-shirt for the level 2. It is that DM32 UV Bofang, so there you go. I consider it entry level. But nevertheless, it is DMR, and I was thinking about going ahead and programming it and just having it as an extra, but I could program 4 DMR numbers in it to, you know, be totally kosher, I guess. But then again, maybe we won't bother with it. As long as they got enough radios to go around. Dave said he told Oakland he might bring some loaners. But that begs the question, loaners, and then what the DMR ID, back to square one, what's going to be in there, 1, 2, 3, I guess, or like you said, just a made-up number. I appreciate the knowledge on the relationship of the DMR IV, and like, it's not call sign. It's not like transmitting without a call sign, put it that way. It's not quite that bad.
And I had heard from a very person more knowledgeable than me, the only person that really gives a crap is the Brandmeister people. So if it's not hooked up to Brandmeister, I don't think anybody cares. So, and I would be surprised if their mobile repeater is hooked up to Brandmeister. So, which is going to be the primary one. Also, if you're programming it, on that list, that 20 whatever it was, their frequency list, those bottom two frequencies, okay, I can hit that repeater from inside my house with a freaking handy talkie. I don't know where that is or how high that is or what have you, but that thing is a freaking powerhouse. And if it's over there, which I'm sure it's somewhere in Oakland County, that repeater is just over the top. Nice.
Penetrating.
All right, I see it. 63 ARPIS 1 and 2. It says it might be in Pontiac, apparently. So that's interesting. When I get the programming done, I'll have to give it a try myself.
Yeah, see if you can hit it, because I'm in, you know, where I'm at, you know, radio hellhole, and doesn't cover squat, and sprinklers are on. That's nice. It's not going to be raining for a couple days. Anyways, it's amazing I can hit it from inside this house with just a little Motorola XPR. Just unreal. So I guess over there it's going to be real good. But I programmed one, and I'm going to be driving around next week. I got to go to the west side of the county, so I figured I'll just drive another couple, 3 miles, and drive up and down Woodward and see how the coverage is. But on a handy-talkie, but I'm sure it's going to be fine if I can hit it from here.
Penetrating Genesee County.
Okay. Appreciate the information on that. I know exactly what DMR ID relationship is now, and thanks for the 101. So I think I'm going to get back at it. You have a good day, Wally, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. NAWRO, after you.
There you go. Yeah, that's stuff I care about. You know, if I care about it, I study it so hard. I mean, I want to be level 5 on something that I care about, so that's kind of stuff that I care about, so that's why I research it all to death and listen to everything everybody says. I don't challenge anybody about it. I always listen to it, and I go, why are they saying that? So very good. All right, You take care, Tim. WAPD, pleasure chatting. And this is on my little tape radio.